second reason why my dad's death brings me to the point of talking about emotions as being an important thing, and that is this. I read his progress notes in his chart. He had a chart this thick at the hospital. And I went way back to 1969, you know, and started reading through the progress notes. About 7 years before before it was recognized as having a stressful connection, he started having intestinal problems and things like this. And then all of a sudden, he's getting recommendations from the doctor in his progress notes to go and see a counselor and go and talk about his stress and about his anxiety and about his anger and about all his feelings. And always in the progress notes, it says, patient felt like he could deal with it himself. Okay? When it was recommended that he talk about it, he always said, I can handle it myself. I don't know if that was another emotion that kept him from doing that, fear, pride, whatever. But see, I always kind of wonder what would have happened had he done that 10, 15 years before, you know, 1982, 1969, 13 years before he died. If he'd have started learning how to live and how to deal with the things that he kept pent up inside. So now, more than ever, I think that it's important to talk about emotions. We get caught in the trap, I did when I was growing up, of getting the message from churches and society that we can't operate on a feeling basis. We have to deal with the facts. Okay, you've heard that. Facts, not feeling. Okay, we have faith in facts, not feeling. Businesses are about facts, not feeling. In fact, they put you through rigorous kinds of things to see if you break. And if you break, they don't want you in some businesses. It's about how well can you deal with the facts without your feelings getting in the way. Tonight, I want to tell you something. Feelings are facts. Feelings are facts. That I feel a certain way is a fact. And it will affect me, and it will affect our relationship, and it will affect our lives. And it's about the fact of feelings I want to talk tonight. We are created in God's image in so many ways. Two ways I want to talk about tonight. One is that we have emotions. God has emotions. We have emotions. God feels things. We feel things. It's one of the things that sets us apart from the animals. Animals don't feel things. I mean, sometimes dogs and cats look like they feel things. Like they get guilty if you shame on them. Oh, Rover, you know. And then they kind of look guilty and stuff. But I don't really believe that that's, you know, embarrassment or something like that. They're not capable of feeling things. We are. We're creating God's image. That's one of the ways it sets us apart from animals. Second way, God has a will. Okay, He makes decisions. We have a will. We make decisions. Bad and good feelings, right and wrong feelings, positive and negative feelings, all these phrases communicate morality about feelings. It's right or wrong to feel a certain way. I don't believe that. That we feel, and even that we can feel, is one of the things that makes us so wonderfully human. And it's not a good or bad thing. Emotions are instantaneous internal responses to external things, to my world. They're not premeditated. Nobody plans to feel something. Okay? We plan to decide things. We plan to do something. But no one plans to feel things. Even inappropriate emotions are not wrong. And I'll give you an example. If I'm walking down the street and I see a snake, and it's a garter snake, but I believe it's a rattlesnake, and you see the snake too, and you know it's a garter snake, your response to the snake is going to be real different than my response. My response will be inappropriate to the snake, but appropriate to my emotion, which will be terror and fear. Because if I believe that that's a rattlesnake, what is the appropriate response to a rattlesnake when you're walking down the street? To get away from the snake, to be afraid. You feel afraid. That's the appropriate response. It's inappropriate to the real snake, though, because it's only a garter snake. And you might think, what a fool I am to be so upset about a garter snake and how I shouldn't feel that way. And you might tell me all those things, but unless I change my mind about the snake, all I'm going to hear is put-downs from you because you really know what it is, and when I feel like you do, then I'll be okay. That's an inappropriate response, but it's not wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not immoral. Choices are moral or immoral. Choices are good and bad. Expressing my will is good or bad or positive or negative, but not feelings.